What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Boss Man Show, going to Greensboro, North Carolina. North Carolina A&T, the Aggies, HBCU love is Monte Rossi. We're going to Boss Man Show, back inside of leading those Aggies. Coach, how you feeling, man?
I'm good. I'm great. Thanks for having me on. I really look forward to sharing some of my experiences here at A&T with you.
No doubt, well, Coach. I'm a Tennessee State grad, so I know some of it is. Trust me. I know how it is, man. I wish we could play y'all in football since we in the OVC, you all in the CAA, so it would make sense because we the only one like the SWAC and PAC for the most part, so you know it would make sense.
Well, that's above my pay grade, my man.
I know, same man right here, right? So I hear you, man. But yeah, Coach, how's it feel, man, to be back as a head coach, man? I know you was at Delaware for a long time, I told you off air, man, but let's see you back doing your thing again.
Well, no, it's been fun. It's been exciting, and to be able to jump back in the saddle here at North Carolina A&T has been a really fun experience. And you know, to be back in the CAA, a league where I cut my teeth as a head coach for 10 years at Delaware, like you mentioned, and you know that familiarity with the league, I think, is going to hopefully it'll help us as a program here at A&T. But no, I'm super excited. I have a great staff that's working with me, and you know, I think we've hit the ground running, and I think we'll you know, work our tails off and turn this thing around.
Yes, no doubt, Coach. How was the workouts been so far for your guys? Been having them trying to get build that bond with them, build that culture with those young men. How has that been for you guys since you got there during the springtime?
Well, actually, what we did was we had all the guys go home for first summer session, and second summer session actually starts tomorrow. So we have the guys moving in today. We'll have our, you know, first team meeting today, and we'll get started tomorrow. So I'll be better able to answer that question probably in another week from now.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, Coach, when I was a player myself, I knew when I was back home in Atlanta, I wasn't the best me. When I was around my guys, been holding me accountable, holding them accountable, I feel like this time of year is when you become a team, a true team, because you're going to have adversity, but you got to build that relationship and those bonds. And you're not going to know this from playing. Player-led teams are the best teams. You have to coach the effort, coach leadership, you're already in trouble.
That's right. That's right. And you said it. When you have a team that's led by the team, when you have a team that's keeping, that's holding each other accountable, and, you know, leadership is, you know, part of leadership is being willing to be led. You have to have people that are willing to be led. And want to row the boat in the same direction for a common goal. And that's one of the things that we have to instill in our guys, is get them to buy into everybody rowing the boat in the same direction for a common goal. And we teach them all the time. We talk to them all the time. Keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is winning. So whatever sacrifices have to be made from a player standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, whatever the case may be, we have to leave our egos at the door, and we have to all be focused on what's the best, what gives us the best chance to win.
100%. I know guys at that age range, 18 to 24, trying to define roles for them or accepting a role for them when I think they are to be on the court more, doing more. It's truly hardest part, is one of the hard things to do as a coach, to get guys to accept roles. Not like you said, do what's best for the team, because sometimes we don't need you to have the ball against all the time. You can be a screener, you can be a 3-and-D guy, you can be as a defender for us. So I think getting them in to accept those roles, whatever it may be that you think is best for the team, but yourself, opinion, I think is what's important to teams who win big and win big come March.
Well, you know, I think the first thing you have to do is you have to get them to buy into winning. If they buy into winning, then they'll buy into accepting other roles. If we try to get them to accept their role first, you know, that may not work, because they may not all be focused in on winning. Once they buy into winning, then the acceptance of their roles will come, if they're truly, truly serious about winning.
100%, Coach, 100%. And so I'm asking this, Coach, what are going to be the pillars of your program for a young man who's listening to this who wants to become an Aggie? What is going to be the pillars of your program to show them to know that your value system is for these team going forward?
Well, the one thing you have to be is unselfish. You have to be unselfish on the offensive end, sharing the basketball. You have to be unselfish on the defensive end, giving yourself up, giving your body up, taking charges, diving on the floor. One of the things that you're going to have to do to play here is you have to play defense. We give you a lot of offensive freedom, but we are very demanding on the defensive end. And as a reward for the defense that we're going to demand you to play, you have to be somebody that, you know, it is willing to sacrifice. And, you know, we're going to ask these guys for, you know, full concentration. Be intense, concentrate, and, you know, be energetic. One of the things that we have to control is the things that we can control. You know, we're not going to coach energy. We're not going to coach effort. Those are things that you can control, things that you have to bring every single day if you're going to be a part of the program. And, you know, it's been an eye-opening experience thus far. I've never been at a place where we've had 12, 13 guys that have called and wanted to be walk-ons on the team. And, you know, that's unusual in all the places that I've been. Normally you get, you know, 5 or 6 and that sort of thing. But we've had a number of guys, because I think they realize that this is a special place in and itself. And then when you add the academic component to it, it can really be a special place and a special experience for young people. So it's a place where people want to come, people want to be a part of, but in order to be a part of, there are certain things, like I just spoke about, that you have to adhere to.
And Coach, you've been in Greensboro, being where you are, it's so much there for networking. So if you get there, get in the community, get your degree, intern at the right places, you have a career waiting on you once the basketball starts bouncing for you. So talk about the academic piece with a little bit more about how good ANC is academically, how you all are growing, your enrollment's growing. And so people want to come and be a part of this ANC experience with the Aggies, man, in Greensboro, and what you all got brewing over there.
Well, it's amazing. The first part of that is there are 70,000 ANT alums all across the country. And that is a huge, huge base when you talk about terms of internships and networking and that sort of thing. So we start with that. Then there are 3,000 incoming freshmen every year. There are 3,000 outgoing graduates every year. So that alumni base is growing by 3 every single year. So there's a unbelievable opportunity if you want to be a part of something. This is a special, special place. The passion, the excitement that exudes from the alumni here is something that I've never been a part of. They are very, very serious about what it means to be an Aggie. And the Aggie pride is real. It's real. One of the things that the challenges that we have as a basketball staff is we have to get the basketball program up to the level of the academics. You know, it's a place that, you know, the average incoming freshman was between a GPA of a 3.7 and a 4.2, I believe it was. So it's very, very competitive, and it's difficult to get into A&T academically because it is so good academically. So, you know, it's a place, like I said, that it challenges you at every turn, but the rewards for those challenges, if you meet them, are plentiful.
100%. You have a great base to recruit from in the Carolinas as well, Southeast, out there far from here in Atlanta, get down to Florida if you want to the DMV. So talk about the location of where you're at to find talent that you want, fits what you want to do, build this program out.
No, I think you put the nail on the head. It is a tremendous, tremendous recruiting base that we have. And what we want to do is we want to start here in North Carolina, start locally, and then work our way out and branch out to other places, like you said, the DMV, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, and those places. And, you know, those are places that because of the alumni, because of the reputation of the school, A&T resonates in those places. And, you know, with the advent of us being in the CAA now, it also gives you some more leeway in terms of a recruiting cycle, a recruiting base that you'll have. So again, we want to take care of home first, and then we want to branch out. But we have a lot of places that we can branch out to and get quality players and quality student athletes as well.
No doubt. And I was going to ask you this, Coach. You know, my dad's a coach. He's 84 years old, man. And he always told me he wants to help young men and make them better and be a part of their lives as husbands and in their adult life besides the field of the court. So for you, Coach, what was your why? When did you decide you want to get in the coaching and make this your career path?
Well, it came pretty quickly after I finished playing at Winston-Salem State University. Once I realized that the NBA wasn't in the cards for me, just wasn't good enough for that, well, I wanted to stay around the game. I wanted to continue to give back to the game that had given so much to me in my, you know, 21 years before venturing in. And I wanted to stay around the game somehow, some way, and coaching was the best way for me to do that. And it's so rewarding because you have an opportunity to affect the lives of young people. And like you just mentioned, not only on the court, but really trying to show them how to be a husband, trying to show them how to be a father. These are all life lessons that we teach them, along with making sure that they get that degree. First and foremost, you know, when you have that degree, we like to think that you have to be able to function at a high level, even with a degree in hand. You have to be able to put yourself in a position where you are always being or striving for excellence. Perfection is hard to achieve. You know, no one is perfect, but we can strive for excellence in everything that we do. And that's what we want our young people to do. But that's what really made me gravitate towards coaching. It's just that opportunity to affect the lives of young people on a daily basis.
I totally get that. I saw on Father's Day with my father, all his old players texting him and calling him, and he gets to invite to weddings, baby showers, you know, all those things that he enjoys even his age. A lot of times taking my dad to see his players do stuff because he loves, he wants me to support him. So I love it. I'm his only biological son, but he told me, I got over 1,000 sons besides you, son. He doesn't accept that. Thousands of sons. That's what he tells me. All tackles, bro.
No, that's what it becomes. You have a bunch of sons. You have, and I always say that's the most thrilling part, the relationships that you have with these young men after they get away from you, after they graduate, when they invite you to their weddings, when they come back and they show you pictures of their kids and pictures of their wife and those types of things. that's the most thrilling thing, because then you know that you did something right while you were a part of their lives.
Coach, I know Greensboro has some good food out there, man. So what's been kind of your favorite spots to go to since you've been in Greensboro, man?
Well, we have a place downtown, a soul food spot called Lux, that we frequent quite often with recruits and sometimes even without recruits. You know, when I was down here at school, I was a big Bojangles guy. And I continue.
Never had that before in my life, Coach. Never had Bojangles in my life. Never had it before.
Wow. Do yourself a favor, man. Get to your local Bojangles. And so I was always a sweet tea guy. So I love sweet tea, but I noticed that I have to be very careful, strategic on how much tea that I drink. So I become a big water guy, and I have sweet tea maybe once a month now.
No doubt. Yeah, man, I've seen Bojangles around. I never have actually stopped there and went to eat. I've never done it. I might need to check it.
I'm a big Bojangles guy and a big Waffle House guy. People always get on me about that, but those have always been my favorites, and I'm surrounded by both of them now.
Yeah, you in the South now, brother. You got Waffle Houses on every block.
That's right. I'm loving it.
Yes, sir. Hey, the Texas bacon cheesesteak milk with the hash browns. I love that.
There you go. You know what I'm talking about.
I sure do. Yes, sir. Indeed, I got you, Coach. With Coach Ross, man, it's been fun, brother. Let's do this again, Russell. Hopefully, I'll see you at Lake Point. I'll be out there for the Under Armour event. We come to town. Maybe we can get linked up. But we go to Waffle House. Get some Waffle House, dude. Well, you
I love it. I love it. Let's do it. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, boss man.
Anytime, Coach. It was fun, man.
All right. Talk to you.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.